Good morning, everybody. So what we're going to do over the course of the next number of days is to combine Perek Aleph, Halachos, Hey, and Vav in the Rambam, which generated enormous amounts of controversy in the Raivin, the Kesef Mishnah, and the Radvaz, and the Lacha Mishnah, all predicated on understanding of the Gemara and Masech, the Sanhedrin, the Yinzayin, and the Beis. So first of all, what I want to do today is just to begin the discussion by presenting the Shita of the Rambam, and then subsequent to that, work in a retrospective way to present the Gemara and the Ravid, even though his objections are a little bit difficult to understand, as pointed out by the Radvaz and others, and then try to circle back to appreciate where the Rambam is coming from. So the Rambam writes the following: Kol Ir She'ein Ba Shnei Chacham Gedolim. Let's just remind ourselves where we are. The Rambam just finished saying that the Beis Din Shel Shalosh, as he indicated in the Sefer Mitzvos, is an intrinsic part of the mitzvah of Shoftim v'Shoftim, Tendecha b'chol Sharecha, Be'eretz Yisrael, it's b'chol Ir v'Ir, b'chol Plach u'Plach, right, that you need it at the municipal level as well. Asher Hashem Elkecha Nosein Lecha L'Yishvatecha. So, of course, you have the Sanhedria Gedola and the Mikdash, then you have the Sanhedrios Ketanos, both, Pesach Harabayis and the Pesach Hazara, and then in any city that has 120, and then in any other locale, you have a Beis Din Shel Shalosh, where they don't dafka have to be in the Shar Ha'ir. So the Rambam is now getting back to the concept of Sanhedrios Ketanos, Kol Ir, She'im Ba Shnei Chacham Gedolim, Echad Roy Lalambi Lahoris Bechol HaTera Kula, Ve'echad Yodea Lishmo Av Yodea Lishol Hashiv, right, they could be kind of counterparts, it seems, and one of them is fluent in Kol HaTera Kula, for purposes of Lalamed, Ulahoros, to teach, and to give Piskei Din, and somebody can, sort of converse with him, challenge him, sharpen him, right, so it's not just a situation where you have one person who's effectively calling all the shots. So previously the Rambam had said the population boundary, which is Me'ah V'Esrin, which we'll get into a little bit later, but here the Rambam is suggesting that you could have thousands of people there, but you need somebody who's a first-rate Talmud Chacham, is, Rai Lahoros Ululamid B'chol HaTarakula, and you need somebody who can at least, sort of partner with him, it's not on the same level, but Echad Yodea Lishmoa. So then the Rambam says, this is like a bare-bones qualification. Sanhedrin sheyesh bo shnayim elu, echad roi lishmoa v'echad roi ledaber, harezo Sanhedrin. Harei hayu bashlosha, harezo beinonis. This is a very controversial line in the Rambam, but that's, sort of like a higher quality. Sanhedrin hayu ba'arba, yodim ledaber. If you would have four, who knew ledaber, which the Rambam defined before as roi lalamid lahoros v'chol tera kula, if you'd have four people, in that locale, who were on that level, Harezo Sanhedri Chachma, that would be a very impressive Sanhedrin, not just a Sanhedrin Benonis, but a Sanhedrin, Sanhedri Chachma. If you would have four such individuals, who again were in the rarefied level of Rai Lalambi Lahoros Bechol Aterakula. But again, as a minimum for the Rambam, you need two. Three is a Benonis. Four, is already, a Sanhedri Chachma. So the Ravid, I'm just going to read the Ravid now. It's a little bit hard to understand exactly, but the Ravid quotes the Ram. It's Amar Avram Kin Tzarech Lagi Yashnaim Ru'uyim L'Daber. If you have two who are Rai Lahoros B'chol HaTerakula, let's stipulate that as his definition of L'Daber. Harezo Ru'uli Sanhedrin. Hayu Bashnaim Bein Hakol Harezo Bein Onis. Hayu Bashlosha Harezo Ein L'malo Mimeno Ru'uyi L'Daber. So it sounds like from the Ravid that what he's saying is that, forget about four, but if you would have three, Hayuba Shlosha, Harezo, She'en Lamala Mimena. So again, two, which are Ru'uyin Ladaber, right, that's a Beinonis. Three is already not just a Sanhedri Chachma, but She'en Lamala Mimena. So he seems to be challenging the Rambam in two different ways, right? So the minimum for a Sanhedrin is Shnaim Ru'uyin Ladaber, as opposed to the Rambam, which is Echad Roi L'Daber V'Echad Roi L'Shmoa. And then, sort of in the opposite direction, or the Rambam said, you need four people who are Ru'uyin L'Daber to qualify as the highest level Sanhedrin. The Ravid says no. He says Shlosha should be enough in that regard. So we'll hold it up here for now. We don't get too much longer than 5 minutes. And we'll try to pick it up by going through the Gemara, and then the Kesef Mishnah, and the Radvaz, and then the Lecha Mishnah, you go over the next few days to try to appreciate, you know, the scope of this halacha and try to understand, you know, where the Rambam was differentiating himself. You could already see that echad roi ledaber alam b'lohoris b'chol tera kula ve'echad yodeh lishmoa v'yodeh lishol lahashiv, you know, b'chol tera kula, that that's going to be sufficient. The Ravid seems to have a slightly higher bar of entry. For the Rambam, the Sanhedrin Chachma was a higher standard than the Ravid. Okay, so we'll try to pick it up there.